Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱心九罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。
One of the world's largest container ships was delivered today, a 400-meter-long vessel that was designed by a subsidiary of China State Shipbuilding Corporation. Sun Siqi has the story.
The 399 Seaborne Colossus is 60 meters longer than the world's largest aircraft carrier. Its deck space is the size of 3.5 soccer fields. Up to 25 layers of container units can be stacked vertically, equaling the height of a 22-story building and 240,000 tons. The bulbous ship bow design is a first for this class of vessel.
The bow cuts down water resistance and saves up to 13.5% in carbon emissions.
Global demand for container units has skyrocketed since the start of the pandemic in 2020. In May, major seaports in China handled more than 22 million container units, breaking its own record. The vessel will cruise between the Far East and Europe and boost shipping volume on this route.
The Eurasia route is dubbed the Seaway of Gold as it links all major ports on the continents. Having a larger ship means transporting more containers on the same trip, and that means a lower cost per container.
The shipbuilder has delivered close to 70 container carriers and is building 9 other ships that can carry the same weight. Sun Siqi, Shanghai Life.
Branches of Hinichiju Cafe, also known as Bear Paw Cafe, have reopened in Shanghai. About 50% of the chain's workforce is disabled, but it remains on track to open another outlet in Pudong next month with a blind person as both manager and barista. Song Wenqing has a story.
At one of the Bear Paw Cafe outlets this morning, barista Chen Yingying, who has hearing and speaking impairments, was making an iced latte. She said she was happy to be back at work making coffee. Several minutes later, Chen passed the drink to the customer through a hole in the wall, the cafe's trademark.
I should certainly come here, as it was closed for so many days.
I heard about Bear Paw Cafe, so I made a point of getting a coffee here during my trip to Shanghai.
Although the cafe was closed during the lockdown, its employees were involved in volunteer work.
All of our baristas registered to be volunteers and worked even harder during the lockdown.
All of the chain's outlets have reopened. It will also open a new cafe in July, with Tianbao being its manager. As a blind person, he has a variety of hobbies, including long-distance running, photography, and skateboarding. Tian says when he is taking photos, an escort describes the scenery and then he decides whether to take a photo of it. These days, he's been busy practicing latte art over and over to build muscle memory.
I want more people to know that disabled people like me can do a variety of things.
The co-founder of the chain said the new outlet in Pudong has been designed in such a way that blind employees will be able to navigate the cafe. Its coffee-making machines have been ordered so that blind baristas can recognize the buttons by touch. There are nearly 12.5 million blind people in the country, and less than 10% of them have got jobs. Sun Wenqing, Shanghai Live.
Britain's biggest rail strike in 30 years started on Tuesday, causing massive disruptions to rail services in England, Scotland and Wales, as tens of thousands of staff walked out in a dispute over pay and job security. Lei Shuran has more.
Only about 20% of passenger trains were scheduled to run after staff walked off the job at 12 midnight on Tuesday. The walkouts will continue on Thursday and Saturday this week, affecting millions of passengers. More than 40,000 rail, maritime and transport workers' union members, including guards, catering staff, signalers and track maintenance workers, are taking part in the labor action.
Well, I'm going to be late for work, but we did have some staff sleep into the building last night so that they could help open up, because I work in a hospital and we do surgeries, so we couldn't cancel the surgeries.
The RMT is in a dispute with the rail operators over pay, pensions and job cuts. People across the UK are struggling with the rising cost of living and seeing their salaries eaten up by inflation. In April, UK inflation soared to 9% and the Bank of England projected a figure exceeding 10% for the end of this year. A separate strike also took place on the London Underground on Tuesday. National Highways, which operates and maintains strategic road networks, advised on Tuesday that the country's motorways and major A roads are expected to be busier than usual in the coming days.
There's a lot of people in the same boat, and therefore not everybody else is going on strike. It's very disruptive, you know, people, especially in summer when they have got plans, it can be quite upsetting for people.
So the actions of a few hundred or 50 or 60 people impact like millions of people across the city, which is an international capital across the world. What if I want to get to a hospital? You know, what if there's an emergency? What if my wife is in labor and she's having a baby?
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Tuesday accused the strike of causing unnecessary aggravation. The RMT union accuses the Conservative government of refusing to give rail firms enough flexibility to offer a substantial pay increase. The government says it is not involved in the talks, but has warned that big raises will spark a wage price spiral, which will drive inflation even higher. Lei Shuran, Shanghai Live.